and boom, the dishwasher's broke or messing, you know, something's wrong. Same with a hot water heater, different things.
Yep.
And then Bo would call me, and I would say, Scott, we just bought this house from you. You know, we've had $200,000 for this house, almost $250,000 for this house, and this is already broken, this is already broke. It put me in a really, really bad situation, and it put the seller really, really in a bad situation. Mm-hmm. Because he didn't mean to do, I mean, he didn't know that was happening.
Yeah, exactly.
Let me tell you what I do now. And we do, I do this so much. If you don't buy a home warranty when you buy a house from me or from my company, my people get you to sign off that you refused it. And here's why I do that. Because I'll have people call me now and they say, Scott, this just broke. And they're looking at me to pay for it. That's why they're calling me.
Mm-hmm.
I said, well, there's no problem. We just call the warranty company. And here's the responses. Number one is, oh, yeah. I said, which one did you get? They said, well, I got a Marriott Home Shield. I give them the number.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so they call them, and they spend $75, $85,
mm-hmm.
and it's all fixed, especially if their air conditioner went out.
Yeah, exactly.
Big deal. Here's the other response. Well, we didn't get the warranty. I said, well, I'm sorry. Well, we didn't want to offer it. I go look at the file, and it's in big print. Well, you and your wife signed it. Well, that was her fault. She didn't want it. Well, I said, well, I'm just saying, I'm sorry, but that's why we have warranties. Mm-hmm. That's why we use the warranties.
They do work, but you have to use them in order for them to work. And, of course, they don't cover everything, but they do cover a lot. Well, and getting some money back is better than getting none.
Well, and a lot of you out there know, if you list with me, I will buy the seller's coverage. Will you tell them about the seller's coverage?
I will. So the seller's coverage is basically the essential plan, which just covers the systems in the home. Again, the electrical, plumbing, HVAC, and water heater. Excuse me. And we will cover it during the entire listing period. For no risk to them at all.
Right.
I mean, they don't pay the seller's coverage, which is still $75, but they don't pay it until the house sells. So that way, if something comes up on the inspection, like they're saying, you know, this bathroom sink leaks and this toilet doesn't flush very well, they just place a service request. That would be one service request because it's both plumbing, and we send somebody out there to fix it.
Yeah, but if you go out there and the hot water heater is completely rusted out, that would be pre-existing. Yes or no?
No, not during the listing period. Now, if it showed it on the inspection report and they didn't get it fixed prior to purchasing it, and then they placed the service request with us, we would say it's pre-existing because it's a known pre-existing problem because it was on the inspection report. And plus, rust and corrosion doesn't happen in a couple of weeks. It happens over months and months and months.
The other deal you can't do, and you don't tell me this, because I'm going to have to tell you the answer is no, is I go, well, we didn't get a warranty, but our air conditioner's broke, or our plumber's blah, blah, blah. Can we get a warranty now? No. You can get a warranty, but it's not going to cover what you already have is broke.
No.
I mean, think about that. That'd be like saying, I don't have any car insurance. I wrecked my car. Can I buy the insurance now?
Exactly.
And nobody's going to do that for you.
No.
I mean, so be fair about it and be upfront.
Yeah.
And have it. But what are some of the things you've had, your experiences over the years with the warranties that have been success stories?
Mainly the air conditioners.
Oh, yeah.
Mainly the air conditioners. So, like I'd said before with the complete plan, we cover all the refrigerant. And right now, you know, last January, January of 2021, they outlawed the R22, which is the old refrigerant, which a lot of the refrigerators, I mean, ACs are still running on. That stuff right now is going for about $160 a pound. If you have the Shield Plus or the Shield Essential, we only pay $10 per pound for that. And then you, as a homeowner, are responsible for the rest. I mean, if we just have to put 5 pounds of Freon in there, that's $150 a pound.
All right, hold that thought. Okay. I totally forgot. You got me going, so I totally forgot to stop. We have a little commercial break.
Oh, I'm sorry.
We'll be right back after a word from our sponsors. We're right back after a word from our sponsors. Okay, now.
Okay, back to the Freon, or the refrigerant. R22 is still in a lot of air conditioners right now. I mean, some of them, I'm not even sure when the R410A came out, but the R22 is going for about $160 a pound. I promise you, you don't want to have to pay for that.
7 pounds per unit?
Depending on the size, I think it's between 10 and 14 now.
Oh, really? Way more than I thought, yeah.
Yeah, so depending on what you have to get done to the AC, a lot of times they have to reclaim all of it, fix it, and then put it back in. So, yeah, that's a lot of money.
Yeah.
I mean, that's still a lot of money, even with the new refrigerant that is going about $50-$60 a pound. With the Shield Complete, we cover all of that. And used to, we only covered for the code upgrades and permits $500 total and no modifications. And there's always modifications that have to be made to get them up to code.
Yeah.
Now we cover $1,250 of that and covering all the refrigerant. I mean, that one call right there is probably going to save a homeowner double what they paid for the warranty.
Well, I could do this. I've had a lot of home warranties over the years because I move a lot.
Yeah.
I've never not had it where it didn't make me money.
Yeah.
I mean, which isn't good for the warranty company. The worst one we ever had, and Shelly, you're going to be thank God it wasn't you.
Probably.
Is we had a rental house. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't a real nice rental house, to be honest with you. We kept up with it, and the warranty finally called and said, we're done. We're done with this house. Of course, by the time they said that, they already fixed. They spent $20,000 on that house.
In how many years?
In just a few, like two.
Yeah, see.
And so, and I think we paid like then $300.
Yeah.
So, talk about a deal. But I thought, the hell, they don't want to do the warranty again, but you fixed everything now.
There's nothing left to break. There's no point.
So it is, you know, the ranch. Shelly got me to take a policy out on the ranch. And right off the bat, I mean, here's what happened. My refrigerator went out, and I was complaining to her about it. I said, I wish I would have had the warranty. She said, well, get one right now. So she helped me get it. And then when 3 or 4 months, maybe six, I don't know, months later, my dishwasher went out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, then my hot water heater messed up. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was like.
When it rains, it pours.
Yes. I said, thank goodness that I got the warranty.
Because we replaced the dishwasher and the water heater, didn't we?
And the washing machine.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Okay, they didn't replace it, but let me tell you this. Because they were front loading, y'all know front load washing machines are like $1,000.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I think they cashed me out at $400.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody said, "Well, they didn't reply." And no, it did not pay for my washing machine. But guess what? I didn't even pay her $400 for the policy. I don't think.
I don't think so either.
And so I got $400 back. So I would, if I didn't have the policy, I wouldn't have got the $400 mm-hmm. to fix the other stuff too. So, and I put the $400 on to buy a new washing machine.
Mm-hmm.
So if you don't have it, you know
you're going to be out a lot more money. Yeah.
Yes. In fact, we talked about this earlier, depending on what plan you take, because a lot of our appliances, like I have KitchenAid and I have a Sub-Zero,
mm-hmm.
they're higher end.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of times they said, well, it won't pay for you to replace what you have, and it won't.
It won't, no.
But guess what? If I don't have it, guess who gets to pay 100% of it?
Yeah, exactly.
Me. But you think about it. Let's say you have a Sub-Zero refrigerator, and you give her $800, $775, whatever, for that mm-hmm. premium package, and your Sub-Zero goes on the blink.
Mm-hmm. And if we can't fix it,
$7,000.
We replace it.
$7,000. Mm-hmm. And say, well, it's going to cost $8,000 or $9,000. Okay, but they're still going to pay $7,000
exactly.
of it. Which instead of that, so you paying $10 and getting zero back, you pay $10 and get $7 back, you only mm-hmm. spend $3.
Exactly.
I mean, that's a good deal.
Yes, it is. It's a very good deal.
So talk about some success stories. I can tell you a lot that I've had. I've got to share one. And you said the AC?
Yeah.
And it was on Baylor Street. I'll never forget this. And a young couple, just graduated from ASU, go Rams.
Mm-hmm.
Sweet as can be. They move in and they spend every penny they had to get in this house. Literally.